Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Russ Delosier, who is the Director of Sustainability with JJ Flooring Group. Russ, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Kemp.
Good to be with you on this Monday morning. You have big news this week. You've just been certified as a zero waste to landfill manufacturer, which I believe is a first in the carpet industry. Am I right?
Yes. Yes, we believe that to be the truth as well, as far as being certified zero waste. And you're right, it is an exciting week for us here at J&J.
Before we get into the details on this, let's talk a little bit about you. Russ, you a Georgia Tech grad, studied chemical engineering, and then for 15 years worked for Dow, and then left there, and you were at Shaw Industries for 8 years, and then moved over to J&J a couple years ago, right?
Yes, sir. That's exactly been my career path. It's been an enjoyable one. Largely focused in chemicals or the chemical processing, but also, the recycling of carpet, which, if you will, is kind of a high-level chemical process, because you're taking, what used to be a chemical, then you turn it into carpet, and now you turn it back into a chemical again in some form or fashion. So it's very much along the lines of chemical engineering.
So what makes this the big news this week is that you've been certified. You've actually been doing this since late last year. So Green Circle has looked into the process and has given you a certification. Is that correct?
That is correct. Green Circle was the one that was chosen based on their history and experience. And we're very glad they have done that for us. And trust me, they looked at every nook and cranny. And we're very proud of saying that they have certified us as an independent third party.
Yeah. Now, just a quick review on J&J. Everybody knows J&J is known in Dalton as J&J Industries. Recently changed your brand name a couple years ago to J&J Flooring Group. And we just finished our June issue. It's actually in the mail now. And, of course, this is our estimate because you're a family, privately owned company. But we estimate in 2014 your specified sales were $121 million. You manufacture Broadloom, modular tile, and also a resilient product called Kinetics. Tell us real quick about Kinetics.
We call it a textile composite flooring. In essence, what it is it takes the strength of carpet, which is obviously a soft floor covering, and it also takes the strengths of a resilient, and it blends them together and makes what I will often think of as a hybrid. So it fits in that category right in between. And so it plays to the strength of the fiber that makes it, where it is a very durable product. And it's just a different way of looking at flooring. We're very proud of the various products we've introduced over the last couple of years, and we certainly have in the pipeline more products that we're looking at. So we're very excited about Kinetics.
All right, so let's go back to the zero landfill. As I said, in November of last year is when you actually started doing this. I've looked into this in depth, and it's not just your processing waste. This is office trash. You actually invite employees who live in rural areas and may not have any kind of municipal service for recycling. They can bring their recycled materials to the office, and you have bins there. So it's a service you offer your employees. And one of the neat things about it is everybody in this industry know that you can recycle a lot of things, but you get down to 2-4% of your trash that you just has to go somewhere. And so you've partnered with Covanta, a firm out of Alabama, who's taken this waste from you and turned it into waste to energy, right?
That is all correct, Kemp. Let me mention just real briefly, you talked about allowing our associates to recycle. That has been a key of our process, and we introduced that many years ago. And what we recognized as a company, the importance of walking the talk, and that is if we allowed our associates to come and bring their items that would otherwise in a rural area be unrecyclable at their homes, and they were able to bring them on site and recycle them, all of a sudden we could start instilling the mindset and, if you will, even the habit of recycling. And then when it came to that recycling at home, it makes recycling by the tufting machine or recycling by the coater or recycling by the extruder down an extrusion just a natural process. And so what that has done has been very helpful. There is absolutely zero way we could have achieved this milestone without every one of our associates being engaged in it. So that's been very helpful. So they helped us, as you mentioned, reduce it to the very small level. So we were left with break room trash. We were left with bathroom trash. We were left with what would traditionally be called floor sweeps and just other very difficult to recycle, almost unrecyclable items. And it's that little bit that, yes, we have partnered with Covanta in Huntsville, Alabama, where they are able to very safely and environmentally friendly turn that last little bit of let's call it waste, into energy. And we're very proud of that process with them. And we're also very comfortable, having toured their operation, to know that it is a much more environmentally friendly way to do that than through other means of fossil fuels. So mm-hmm. we're very proud of that, too.
Yeah, let's talk just a little bit more detail about that. Covanta actually has a arrangement with the Redstone Arsenal over in Huntsville. And so a facility like that's got to have energy. And so instead of burning natural gas or some other type of fuel, they burn your waste very cleanly and create steam, and that's what powers the Redstone Arsenal, right?
That is exactly right. So they are not a traditional what would be called cogeneration, where there's steam and power. Mm-hmm. Their output is only steam, and they are able to consistently generate this steam 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, based on this operation. And it's been going on for over 20 years. I want to say it's been 22 or 23 years they've been doing this. So Huntsville, not only in being a leader in our aerospace industry, they've also been a leader in just alternative energy. And so we're happy to partner with them. Sure, we wished that they were right next door so that there wasn't the distance of transportation. But we did the math, we did the analysis, we looked at all the environmental impacts, and we came to the conclusion that it's almost as good as if they were next door. And so we've chosen to go ahead and transport them to Huntsville.
All right. So you've done a carbon footprint analysis, and even though you're having to truck that waste 2 hours over to Huntsville, it still makes sense. And one of the things you point out in part of this news story is that, you know, landfills are not perfect. A lot of the waste that you put in the landfill leaches out and creates greenhouse gas. So after all, and you being a chemical engineer, after all the analysis, this is a pretty neat milestone, isn't it?
It really is. I'm very comfortable standing behind the environmental story of this. And I'm doing that only after we visited with Covanta, only after we talked to them at length of their process, understood it, only after we worked with our local landfill authorities here and analyzed that. But you're right. And what landfills have done to the United States in general, and really people as a whole, but it's kind of an out of sight, out of mind. What J&J is doing here by choosing to say we're going to be out of a landfill, what we've done is, it's not out of sight, it's not out of mind, it's in front of our mind all the time. So the truth is, even the stuff that we're currently, which is just a sliver of our waste stream, which is going to Covanta, it's still in sight and it's still in mind. And we're determined not only to be zero landfill, we long for the day to be zero waste. So we're just enjoying this one step along the way, and who knows, whether it be 10 years from now or 20 years from now, J&J is committed to be an operation that's a zero waste, period.
Well, congratulations on this milestone achievement. I guess I'll see you next week in Chicago at NeoCon, right?
Yes, we are. We're excited to be at NeoCon, and it's obviously a very good show for the industry. We will be unveiling our third annual sustainability report. We strive to be a transparent company, and so we're excited about that as well.
All right, Russ, great to talk to you. See you next week. I've been talking to Russ Delosier, who's Director of Sustainability with JJ Flooring Group, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.